utilize a lot of these sages, see how many we can touch on. Time lends itself to. Yesterday's Gemara came out that whoever owns the house, whoever has the house at the night of Bedikas Chametz, needs mechuyev to make the Bedika, even though the following day, the next day, he rents it to someone else. Since the masker had the keys at night, so he has to make the Bedika. Now the Gemara comes along with the Shiloh, what happens when the Seicher moves in on during the day and he did not know for sure that the masker did what he was supposed to? So can he rely on a chazaka that since he's a firmer yid, so mistama he did what he was supposed to, or he cannot rely on the masker doing what he was supposed to? So from the Gemara Shaila itself is an interesting point. What's the suffix? Even if the masker didn't do what he was supposed to, so why should the sefer have to do anything? So, if the Chachamim said that it's the masker's responsibility, so the sefer should be able to move into the house, and even if there's chametz there, he has no responsibility because he's the sefer. So from here would be a riot. So that which we mentioned, we finished off in the shir yesterday from the Sfas Emes, that technically they both should sigh the masker and sigh the seicher for each in his own reason, should have to make a bedika. Obviously you don't need two bedikas, so the first choice is on the masker. But therefore the Gemara has a suffix. Still the seicher should have to worry in case the master did not do his chiyuv, he has his own chiyuv. So from this suffix in the Gemara here, so you have a raya, you said that the Gemara before was not either the seicher or either only the seicher or only the master. It was a shaila of who should have the first chiyuv. But avad, if the first one didn't do it, there's still a chiyuv on the other one. That's from the Yetzim shaila itself, wonderfully. So the Gemara comes along and has a suffix. So the Gemara has a suffix. So the Gemara asks, "Let him. What's the Shiloh? Whether he can, let him ask him the Shiloh." So on this Gemara here, this one word the Shiloh, there's a lot to work on. The Gemara has to answer. He's not around, but the Gemara says if he would be around, let him ask. So from the Taisvis that you learned today, and it's Mavur Klor in the Ran, they speak out in this word, L'shailei, lies a tremendous hitch. The Gemara is teaching us that he would have to ask it. In other words, and the Rishonim bother have a tremendous cash over here. What is the Gemara saying? L'shailei. The Gemara seems to say that there's no suffix anymore, because he's mechuyev to ask him. So therefore, there's no suffix anymore whether this seicher could rely on the masker doing his job or not. He can't rely. He's mechuyev to ask him. That's how the Rishonim learns Pshat in the Gemara L'shaili. He's mechuyev to ask him. You might want to learn Pshat L'shaili. He could ask him. But the Rishonim, the Tosfos, and the Ran learn Pshat in the word L'shaili. He's mechuyev to ask him. Did he do the bedikah or not? So therefore, what's the shaila on relying on a chazaka or not? So you have to understand, what does the Gemara mean that he should be mechuyev to ask him? And there's no suffix. Mechayra, if every Jew has a chazaka, that he did the job, what he was supposed to, why should you be mechuyev to ask? Why should the seicher be mechuyev to ask him? This is a kasha you have to understand according to the Tosfos and according to the Ran's pshat in the Gemara. L'shaila means that the seicher is mechuyev to ask. Where does that chiyuv come from? Mechuyev, that should depend. If it's cheskos e'boduk, he shouldn't have to ask it. If it's not cheskos e'boduk, if he's afraid he didn't do the job, so then the Sercher will have to either ask him or check himself. But the kasha is, why does the Gemara assume that under all circumstances you mechuyev to ask him? Let him, the kasha is, let him rely on a chazaka. If cheskosei bozuk, if he's a from a yid as a chazaka, he did the mitzvah, why should you have to ask him? You have a chazaka instead of it. Yeah.
You can say,
can
ask him, are you a
Maybe I should ask him, say, so you have to learn the Rana's Mechadish from this Gemara, that the Gemara takes on like this. The only time the Torah gives you the right to rely on chazaka is to assume. You can only go on assumptions if you can't clear up 100%. But kol heicha de'ika levure, this is the lashon of the very important lashon. Kol heicha de'ika levure, whenever it's possible to clear up, not to have any suffix at all, nevarina, you do not rely on a chazok. There's a big shaila. In other words, even if there's a chazok, which the chazok would tell us you can assume that the masker did his job, since he's in front of you, you're not allowed to rely on the chazok. It's just what you said, that you cannot rely on chazaka when you have a better way to clear it up. And there's a shal nachrenim, is this halacha min ha-Torah or only min drabon? Again, this shal nachrenim is this halacha that you cannot rely on a chazaka when you can clarify? Is that even min ha-Torah? In other words, the Torah gives you no right to rely on chazaka when you could check up? Or is it no? Min ha-Torah, even when you could check it out, as long as you have a chazaka, you can rely on it. It's only a chumra d'rabbanan. Rabbanan came along and said, better not rely on a chazaka. Now, but anyway, l'maisa, from this word l'shayle, this is where the Rishonim take out this yisod, that kol heicha de'ikla v'rei, whenever you could check out something without relying on a chazaka, on a probability, you're supposed to clear it up. The Ran says, according to this, another halacha, by Hilchos Shechita. Halacha is that when you go, a Jew shechts an animal, so the din is that you're allowed to eat from it, even though you did not test him, even though you didn't see his Kabbalah, the Shechita. Why? Because we have a klal. Roiv Mitsuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchene. Most people would not even get close to the animal if they didn't learn the halachas. It's a majority. Most people would not start to get into shechting unless they really knew what they were doing. There's such a roi. The
person himself has that kosher.
Oh yeah, assuming he's a kosher yid, he's not a rush. But the Ran proves from this that if the shechet's in front of you, you must ask him, did you have kabbalah? Did you learn the halachas? If he's not in front of us, so you don't have to search him up, you can rely. Mistama. Roy, Mistami, he was a kosher chef, he was a real chef. But if he's in front of us, just like the Gemara says, you have to ask the masker, did he make the bedika? Even if the halach would be chaskosi bodu, you can't take it, you should go and check it out anyway. Same thing by a chef.
But I think it's different by a masker, by a chef, because by a masker, maybe I'll think that maybe part of his job is or isn't to clean up. But by a chef, part of having the name of a sheikh is knowing the...
But he doesn't have the name. We don't know if he has a name of a sheikh. That's the whole problem. We don't know he has a name of a sheikh. A man chefs, a Jew chefs him. So you can't rely that probably he's a sheikh. You have to ask him, do you have Kabbalah? Do you know the halachas? On this, the Mogen Avraham comes along in Siman Tov Lama Zion and asks a very interesting question. If we're saying now that there's a klal, side by chazaka, and side by roi, which is two kaychas that the Torah gives to clear up sefer, the halacha is called hecha deikil varina, and you shouldn't rely on it when you can actually check it out. So he asked a famous question. It should come out like this, that whenever a shaykhit shechs an animal, whenever a person shechs an animal, l'chaira, there's always a question here. Maybe the animal's a trefer, maybe the animal's sick. And there are 18 different sicknesses. There's basically called yud ches trefer. There's 18, the hole in the lungs, and whatever, all the various problems. There are 18 sicknesses that that can make an animal treif, which means that eventually you're dying, not allowed to eat it. So the shaila is, every time you shecht an animal, so why don't you always have to make a complete inspection of all the different parts of the animal when you open it up, even the best shechter? The teretz is the Gemara in Chulin says, you have a majority. Roiv animals are not sick animals. No?
Well, you can say that's, I mean, fine. So you can say it's in front of you, you should check, but it, since it's such a tircha to go through, is it
hot? You want to say, it's tircha? No. It's not such a big tircha.
What, to go and check for all those things?
Give it to the Rabbanan, and you can give a teretz a tircha. If it's a din deraisa, the tircha is not going to help you. If it's a din min haTorah, that kol eicha dikla v'rir, whenever you can check, so you can't say, was it tircha?
So,
you know,
so we could answer that to check for chazakas mid Rabbanan and
help you. Stop when you're ahead. So no, wait, let me first say, wait, hold on. Now, the kasha is, according to this klal, that you can't, you should, whenever you have a possibility to clear up 100%, you shouldn't rely on a roiv or chazaka. So what about the roiv behemis ksheris? The fact every animal has a roiv, that it's probably from a, it's probably a healthy animal. But the kasha is, you should be mechuyev to check anyway, because it's only a majority. Maybe this animal is one of the minority that has a hole in the lung.
We're talking about the sheikh and not the animal.
I know, but the sheikh should be mechuyev to check. No, it's two separate problems.
Why not asking?
No, even I said, even the best sheikh. No, we just proved, even by a rave, you also say, by rave mitzvah netzel shvita. That was the Ran. The Ran said, not only chazaka, but even rave. That was what the Ran said. By rave mitzvah netzel shvita, you see that you don't go after majority. What? Oh, hold on. So this is the kasha. L'chora, every time, halach ol ma'is, you should always have to check every part of the animal. Why rely on the majority of animals that are healthy animals? So on that, there's two tools. The Mogen Avraham says, but each teretz has its own lumbus. The Mogen Avraham himself says like this. The only time you cannot rely on a roiv or a chazaka is that if you're relying on a chazaka, the moshel, the chazaka of Cheskes Bodo, that a chazaka that the masker did what he was supposed to, and he cleaned out the house. That's a weaker chazaka. Why is it a weaker chazaka? Because against that chazaka, there's a chazaka that there was chametz in the house the whole year round. So it comes out that the chazaka of the masker doing his mitzvah had to knock out a chazaka that there was always chametz there the whole year round. The same thing by shechita, by if you have a suffix of a shechit, if a person is shechting an animal. Does he know the halachas of shechita? Does he not know the halachas of shechita? So you want to rely on roiv that most people who shecht an animal learn the halachas. But that really has to knock out. There's a chazaka that when this fellow was born, he didn't know. He wasn't born knowing the halachas. There was a chazaka that he did not. That no person when he's born knows the halachas. So against that, you have to say, but since he grew up, so mistama, he learned, went to yeshiva, and he got kabbalah, and he has experience. Since those roiv or the chazaka has to knock out a previous problem, so then if you have a chance to clear it up, if you can clear it up 100%, don't rely on it. But the chazaka, the Magen Avraham says like this, but when it comes to the question of an animal, shechting an animal, and you're not sure is this animal healthy or not healthy, so you rely on roiv. Most animals are healthy. That roiv is not going against a previous, there's no problem. Normal animal, when it's born without any sicknesses. So the roiv, the majority of the roiv that we're using to make the animal kosher does not have to knock out a previous problem. Every animal is born with a roiv kshera. Every animal, you are allowed to assume, was from the majority. So even though you have a possibility to check out 100%, you don't have to check out 100%. You can rely on the majority, because that majority is not coming to knock out a different problem that you had before. This is the teretz of the Magen Avraham. If you look in the Bach, he says different teretz, but there's enough in this point. You go deeper and weiter, but let's leave this point as far as the chiddush in this Gemara that was shaila, that if the masker would be in the you'd be able to speak to the maskir, there would not be any suffix, baduk ein baduk, you'd be mechuyev to check with him and find out. That's one nekuda, big nekuda from this suit. So now, but let's leave that. The Gemara comes along and the Gemara answers that no, he's not around to ask him. So since the maskir is not around to ask him, you're left. Now the Gemara has a suffix. Can the soicher rely on a chazakah that the maskir did his job, or must the soicher go ahead and do it himself? No, I'm just saying, if you want to see another terrace, you look in the back, you find a different thing. Now let's go back into the main suffix of the Gemara. There's a big shaila, what exactly is the suffix in the Gemara? Here you have a soicher. The soicher just moved in, and he doesn't know. He goes to the rov with the shaila. So I have to check for chametz. So the Rav says, well, what did the masker? Did you ask the masker? So the sefer says, well, the masker went away. I can't ask him. So the Gemara has a suffer. Could he rely on it? Is there a chazaka that he did it? Or is there no chazaka? Now, the question is a meridik alam nishishayla alay? Then the sefer comes to a Rav with a suffer. Is he mechuyev to make the dika or not? So the chayra, the one of shem. Is this a suffik? Is this a suffik min ha-Torah? If this is a suffik in a Torah dika halacha, so the Gemara should have said, so you suffik the raisa l'chumra. He should go l'chumra. And if this is a suffik min derabonon, so then we have a klal. This is a suffix, the Rabbanon Lakula. Yeah.
The thing is, that a chazaka is not a suffix. When you have, because if you have a chazaka on something, could we see that a chazaka even overrides a suffix, like by Trifus? Because if he says most animals have a chazaka, they're kosher. So just like that overrides, like a suffix, so that would override off the Midrashah.
So, but you have to establish over here, is this talking about, is the suffix that the Seicher has, is that a suffix? And a Torah, min a Torah, that should he be mechuyev to make the bedika, or is this a suffik mid rabbonim? What should this depend on? This could depend on two factors. Was there bittul? If there was bittul here, so then avada is suffik the rabbonim. How could there be bittul? We'll see later at the end of this year. If there was bittul, either from the maskir or the seichel, if somebody made bittul, it's vare the rabbonim. And even if there was no bittul, it's still possible to be a derabbanan. If you hold, like we brought down the sheet of Tosfos, we brought down the beginning of the week, that the tikkus chametz is only derabbanan, even without it. Because since you don't know that there's chametz in the house, it's not so early in Motzei v'Teichem. You will not be over by your oil by your Motzei. There's no mitzvah of tashbisu if you don't know that there's any chametz in the house at all. So I'm saying there's two possibilities that this chiyuv bedika is only midrabbanan. So it should come out like this. The Sfasemes has a tremendous kasha. If this is a suffix, if we're assuming that bedikas chometz is only midrabbanan, so what's the Gemara's suffix? Can he rely on the maskir or not? Suffix derabbanan lekulu. Hurry, if this suffix is not sure whether the masker did what he was supposed to. So as a suffix, does he have a chiyuv to do a mitzvah derabbanan or not a chiyuv to do a mitzvah derabbanan? So it should come out according to this, suffix derabbanan lekula. What's the shayla in the Gemara? What's the difference whether there's a chazak or not? It's a mitzvah derabbanan. So it's a suffix.
That's the answer. So the chazak is not
a suffix. You don't need a chazak to get the machriya. Mitan suffik de rabbanan lekula, that alone you won't have to do it. What's the suffik? The Gemara says, if there's a chazaka, the seicher doesn't have to. If there is no chazaka, the seicher has to. Even if there's no chazaka. Even if there's no chazaka, that the masker did what he was supposed to, but at least it's a 50-50 chance. So if it's a 50-50 suffik, did this masker do his job? So he should not have to do it because it's a suffix derabbanan lekula. Why is it only a din derabbanan? Either because there was bittul, or if you hold that every bedika is only mid derabbanan, even without bittul, because you don't have to assume in Atara, you don't have to worry about chometz that you don't know of. So it's a tremendous kasha. The Sfasemet has emerged in kasha. What's the Gemara saying? That the own the masker, could he get out of doing the bedika because chazkosik bodim? But there's a chazoka here. B'chara, even if there wouldn't be a chazoka, that the masker did his mitzvah. Safik derabonon is lakula. This is a mitzvah derabonon. If a man is a safik a chanukalich, did he light chanukalich or did he not light chanukalich? He doesn't have to light it. Safik derabonon lakula. Yeah?
Now, we could say, just like chazaka makes something, is there a chazaka the person watched or a chazaka the person didn't? Does a chazaka the person check or a chazaka the person didn't check? So if he did check, so it's like everyone did it. And we'll say, if there's a chazaka he didn't check.
No such thing as chazaka didn't check. The Gemara does not say that.
The Gemara says,
maybe there's no chazaka. There's no chazaka that he checked.
That means he didn't check.
Maybe he didn't check. That means we don't know. We don't have a chazaka. Maybe he checked, maybe he didn't check. So this is the shaila of the Sfasemis. So the Sfasemis says like this. First he wanted to say poshet. The suffix in the Gemara is, maybe it's the Raisa, maybe it's the Rabbana. That goof is the suffix of the Gemara. The suffix in the Gemara is, should we say that here? If I can't, maybe there's no bittul. And maybe the chiyuv of bedika is a min ha-Torah. So therefore you have to rely on the master doing his job. Or maybe not. The suffix in the Gemara is, that goof is the suffix. If you hold that it's a minat Torah, so then if it's a suffik minat Torah, so maybe you'll have to go lechumer. But if it's maybe it's min rabbana. But I'm just bringing that agav. But my sister, the Sfasemis has kashas on this mahalach. The Sfasemis learns his main shita in the Gemara is avad it's all the rabbana. When the soicher goes to ask the shiloh, and Rashi also learns that takonis chakomet from Rashi's mashma that the whole suffik is. Is the soicher mechuyev to be mekayim a mitzvah derabbanan of the bedikas chometz? That's the suffix in the Gemara. That's the suffix. The kashas chasemis is what's the suffix? Is there a chazakana? Who cares? Sveikah derabbanan lekula. So suffix derabbanan. What does he need the chazaka? What does he need to have dafka chazaka that the masker did it? B'chara, there's no. He won't have to do it anyway. So on that, the Sfasemis is two big yisraelis. You could say that the suffix in the Gemara, maybe. The Gemara's suffix is maybe, even though it's a din derabbanan, still the soicher should have to go out of his way. If the soicher is not sure, if the masker did it, still the soicher should have to make a bedika. Why? The first reason he says is, because he says like this, this din derabbanan is different than hadlokas neris, than every other din derabbanan. By every other mitzvah, the Rabbanon made a mitzvah, a mushroom, to light Hanukkah. They made a mitzvah vada, you have to do something. And then it comes along, it's created a suffix. Did he fulfill the mitzvah, the Rabbanon, or not? And that we say, suffix, the Rabbanon, l'kul. Because the Rabbanon only said that you have to do it, the vada. The Rabbanon made a takona to do something if you for sure have to do it. If it's a suffix, if you did the din Rabbanon, then you're not mechuyev to do it. But over here, what's the takana of the mitzvah derabbanan? The mitzvah derabbanan is to worry, maybe there's chametz or maybe there's not chametz. So the whole mitzvah derabbanan is a suffik dikka kind of mitzvah. What's the mitzvah derabbanan? Check your house, maybe you have chametz, maybe you don't have chametz. So since the mitzvah derabbanan itself was made on a suffik, that is the mitzvah derabbanan. Worry about chametz. So even over here where he has a little different kind of suffik, here the suffix is, the soicher is not sure, did the master do the mitzvah or did he not do the mitzvah? So still he had, what's the difference? One suffix or two suffixes? That's the pshat in the Gemara. That the suffix in the Gemara is, even though we're dealing here with a mitzvah derabbanan, and he's not sure whether the master did his mitzvah or not, maybe he has to do it again, because just like every bedikas chametz is on a suffix, the same thing, he stretches it, even if we have a suffix, if the master did it or not, at all, or maybe not, or maybe. So the suffix in the Gemara is: can he rely on the masker, or does he have to do it again? Because this type of suffix derabbanan will have to go lechumah. That's one pshat. It's a big yisoid, and it'll come up later on in other Gemaras. This yisoid, the daftes will have it. The yisoid when the chachamim are masakin, the dikas chametz, they said, don't try to get out of sveikas. Don't use sveikas. You have to take all precautions to make sure that there's no chametz in the house. So therefore the Gemara held, even if we have a suffix, if the masker did his job or not, that's also a precaution. But the sveikas should go again and do it, even though there's a chance that the masker did. That's one shot of the Sfas Emes in the Gemara. And the other, the second shot, he says like this. Also a big Yisur. Well, again, what's the kasha? The kasha is, what's the Gemara have a suffix? Should the Sefer have to check over again? Since gives another pshat, he says like this, that when do you go lakula, that's only a suffix ashoko. You have a 50-50 suffix. But over here, there's a problem here again, because there's a cheskas chometz on the house. When he goes into the house, he knew for sure that there was chametz in this house the whole year. The suffix is, did the maskir make a bedikah and take away the chametz? But there's a cheskas isser. There's a cheskas isser that there was chametz in the house. So therefore, if it would only be a suffix, if the maskir wouldn't be have a chazakah that he did his mitzvah, so you're left with, it's not a real suffix, it's a suffix with a cheskas isser. The suffix is there chametz in the house or not, and we knew for sure during the year there was chametz in the house. So therefore the seicher would have to go ahead and make a bedikah machmas suffix, because there's a chazaka the whole year around you. It's not just the suffix bechlal if there's chametz or not. Here there was vadeh chametz there the whole year, and the suffix if the chametz was removed or not. So the yisod of the Sfas Emes is a suffix derabonah, which has with it a cheskas isser. In other words, there's 50-50 suffix, but there's also a previous chazoka l'chumra, that there was a problem. You cannot go l'kula on a suffix derabonan against the cheskas isser. And that's a very important yisod, which also has many other, would be helpful in many other points. The whole takana derabonan was on a suffix. Suffix if that, every time the chacham make you check a house, there's always a suffix involved. And still the Chachamim say you have to check and don't go lakula. So the same thing when the seicher has a suffix, did the masker do his job or not? And such as the Chachamim also want you to go ahead and not to take a chance. It's a different kind of chance. They're taking a chance that the masker did his job or not. The lomas of the Sfas Emes is by chometz all seichers. We're machmer by all seichers by chometz. That's what the first teretz of the Sfas Emes. By chometz, there are boner, we're machmer on all sveikas, not to take a chance. So therefore, you can use the klal of suffix derabonah lakula.
Once I have the mashal, once I have the people, you machmer by everything.
Yeah. Or, no, the storage house, if it's cheskos boduk, so then you don't have to be machmer. If it's any cheskos boduk, then you're mechuyev to be machmer. That's the two sides of the Gemara. If we take on that the masker did his job, so then you have no problem. If you're not sure, if there's no cheskas boduk, then we suffer give you mechuyev to check it over again. Even though it's a din derabonan, but here, such a din of chometz, you have to be machmer, you can't go lakum. Okay, this is the second part, the negea, to what the suffer in the Gemara itself was. And the third part is the maskon of the Gemara. From the Gemara itself, it's a big shaila, does the Gemara clear up this suffix or not clear up the suffix? Because the Gemara takes the Braisa, and the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Braisa says, the Hakol Nemonim. The Gemara goes into a whole shaila of people who are saying, the testimony, Noshim, Avodim, a whole shver, that's a very lumdashi Braisa. So there's a big shaila in the Achrenim, Lamaisa, is it cleared up or not? The Rosh takes on that it was not cleared up. It lives in a bayad loyushit. But the Rosh says like this. But Lamaisa, since it's a suffix derabonan, he says, since it's shaykh bitul, since it only becomes a suffix derabonan, so then lahalocha you can go lakula. If you have a suffix, should you rely on it's a suffix, you can rely that there is a chazaka, that mistama he did what he was supposed to do. Now this Rosh, the Rosh over here says a tremendous chiddush. The Rosh says, since there's bitul here, so therefore it's only derabbanan, And since it's the Rabbanon, you could be Mako, you could be Mako Lekulos. Why is it a big Kiddush here? L'chor, the Gemara says, the Midnei Raisa V'bitol B'Almasagi, and Nuhum Rabbanon is the Rabbanon. L'chor, what's the Kiddush? The Kiddush in the Rosh is that it's where, who's going to, why is there always Bitol here? The Rosh says, because the Soicher could be Mevat. The Soicher, when he moves in, when he moves in on the 14th day, he can be mevatel the chometz, and memela, since he's mevatel the chometz, it's only safek derabbanan. Once it's safek derabbanan, you can go lekula. Now, the kasha is who is he to make bittul? The chometz belong to the masker. It's the masker's chometz until now. So how could the soicher make the bittul on the chometz? How could the soicher be mevatel chometz that he doesn't want? And that you have to say, the Magen Avraham answers the Rosh, and he says that when there's really two Tirutim. Magen Avraham learns that when the Masker leaves his house, when he moves out, he's Masker the Chometz. So it's no longer his Chometz anymore. So therefore, the Soicher has to make Bittul, because the Soicher now turns into the Soicher's Chometz. Because he's kinda, because the Masker is not going to have any use out of it anymore.
So
what? Still, but he's kinda with Chotzer. This is the Chiddush. At Lamaskaras, after the Gemara comes out that it depends, it seems that this is the Chiddush in the Magen Avraham, that when the masker leaves his house, he's vadi masker to chometz. Because he knows he's very unlikely that when he gets back to house, the chometz is still going to be around. This is the way the Magen Avraham and the Rosh seem to learn. So it turns into the soicher's chometz. So instead of the soicher saying he doesn't want to be kaina, he makes bittel. In other words, even if he is kaina, even if he did...
But he doesn't want to be kaina.
Well, that's the shalom. Maybe he did want to. If he wanted to be kind, he'd eat it up. But if it came Erev Pesach and he still did not have a chance to eat it up, so then he makes bittul. Because then Ataka turns into his chametz. But he would want it. If he had a chance to eat it up, why shouldn't he want to enjoy some of the chametz? So this is the way the Magen Avraham learns the pshat in the Rosh.
If you say he was mafkir the chametz, that would mean he wouldn't know it anymore. And then the Gemara yesterday,
the master would know.
But yesterday the Gemara said that the chametz is his. It says very. Says the chametz is the master's.
Yeah.
But he owns it. So first there shouldn't even have been a shot in yesterday's Gemara. And second of all, the Gemara said it was his chametz.
That chametz, that means it was his. Fakir. It was his chametz when it came to time.
That's like us.
Of Vedika.
Yeah. What if you're learning like the Rashi and Ran? Which was going before.
So that's in the suffix of the Gemara. But here, I'm saying the Rosh and the Magen Avraham are going after the Gemara's Maskana. Maskana's HaGemara, they add Maskana's HaGemara that attack it turns into the Chometz of the Seicher. You have a point. You have to work on that point. Want to add something? Okay. So this is one Yisod, a big Kiddush, that the Rosh and the Magen Avraham hold that the Seicher has the power to be mevatel the chometz of the masker. But other achrayim argue, and they say, no, that the chometz does not turn into the seichers. He doesn't want to be kainin, and why should he be able to be mevatel? And so there's an interesting, according to this, l'chari shouldn't become a suffix derabbanan. Because if there's no bittul of the seicher, so then without bittul, it's mashma from the Gemara that without bittul, the dikas chomus would be minat Torah. It's only because bittul be al masagi, that's what makes it into a safek derabbanan. So if you don't learn that the seicher could be mevatel the chometz, why is it derabbanan? So and that is two other pshat. The Pnei Yeshua learns pashut. That in this Gemara, when the Gemara says Midereisa Vitol B'Almasagi, that means, and the Soicher, when a Soicher moves into the house, it's talking about that they knew for sure the Masker was Mevat. They knew for sure the Masker was Mevat. Somehow they found a message. They knew for sure, or that the Masker is still around, and he comes back late, so late that he only has time to make Vitol. So, you know, they knew the master would be coming back enough time only to make bittul, but he wouldn't have enough time to make bedikas chometz. So it comes out that the soicher only has a suffix on a din derabbanan because the master will be able to be mevatlin. This is the teretz of the Pnei Yeshua, that the Pnei Yeshua says, the metzias, we know for sure that the master was mevatlin his chometz. And that's what makes it into a din derabbanan. But the Maram Shik, he says an interesting chiddush. He says that it's an automatic bittul. He learns that avada, that the masker is the one. The soicher, let's say, cannot be mevatel because it doesn't really become his chometz. But the masker, by him leaving his house, it's an automatic bittul. And here in this, we find a big chiddush which comes out of Halacha L'maaseh also, that you don't have to have a special. He should speak out libotel the heavy hefker after the arav. Because since the Maram Shik says a beautiful surah, since he's leaving the house, he knows that the people coming in are going to clean up, and they're going to get rid of everything. It's a sort of, it's an unwritten, it's an unspoken bittul. The masker, when he leaves the house, as soon as he locks the door and he's not planning to return, it's an automatic bittul. So therefore, that takes off the problem of Bal Yeruah Bal Yemotzeh, because the masker was mevatel. It's an automatic bittul on his chometz. So the only suffix is now on the din derabbanan, who has to make on the bedika. So the soicher, as we're saying now, the soicher has a suffix. Did the masker do his job, or did he not do his job? On that, the Rosh says, since right now it's a suffix derabbanan, you can go lekula. The only thing is like this: from the Rosh, lechora you see that the Rosh doesn't pass him like the svara of the Sfasemis. Sfasemis said that. By chometz yemachmer on all sfeikis. Again, the Chacham said that even though it's only a suffix whether he did it or not, so the Sfasemis learned the path that still the Gemara says I'll have to do it because by chometz you have to be machmer on all sfeikis. And here the Rosh comes and says that no, that since the Gemara does not clear up the suffix, so it comes out you're allowed to be mekel, and not do it. Heard the Rosh is a little different than the Svar of the Sfasemis. He said the Svar of the Sfasemis, the first teretz of the Sfasemis, is that by chometz the rabbanan will more machmer, and you can't, and since the whole din was built on a suffix, you have to go lechumrah. So then how? So the Rosh, the chayr that's negative, the Rosh is passing that no, that since it's a suffix, the rabbanan, you could go lechumrah.